Okay, today's daf is Psachim Daf Beis. Start a new Masechta, a new Lamdas on the Daf Shiurim on Psachim Daf Beis. We will start with a sugya related to, talks about on the Dvamna Beis and Aleph, talks about Or and Choshech and Yom and Laila. The Gemara here, if you remember, is discussing what is Or. Does Or mean light? Does Or mean darkness? Day, night, right? Because it says Or Larbasar. When are you supposed to do the Bedika? So the Gemara tries to bring a Raya from a pasuk. Says the Gemara, may say Vayikra Elokim Laor Yom. Hashem calls the day the light day, so Alma or Yamamahu. Doesn't that show that the Or is Yom? Because Hashem calls the Or Yom. The Gemara says, no, Hachi Ka'amar, this is what it means. Lumeir Uba Karu Yom. Lumeir Uba, as it gets light. So Or can be night. So Lumeir Uba, Rashi says, Mishasha Maschil Lo Ha'ir, from the time that it starts to get light. The High Or Lav Shem Dabarhu. Right? That's not talking about a noun that it's referring to a time called Or, but it's Meir Uba. Ela Me'ata says the Gemara, V'la'choshech kara layla, L'machshich Uba kara layla. So also, Choshech means Machshich Uba, as it gets dark, you're going to call it night, but V'ha'kaim alan da'at tezik l'chavim yimamahu. That's not true, because until Tseis, it is daytime. Ela, hach, right, big sugya, what about Shkia? Ela hachi kamar, rather, this is what it means. Ela karye rachmana linahora, Hashem called, announced to the nahora, to the light, ufakti amatsusa diyamama. He told the light to be during the day. Rashi, hai vayikra lav kriya shem hu. This or vayikra in the Torah is not Hashem calling a name, detema shakara shem ha'or yom, to understand it that he called the or yom. Ela kara labriya hameira. Shebara mehod ma'ate levusho. He called to the creation of the power of giving off light, that should have power during the day. V'karyi rachmana l'chashocha ufakte amitzvasa delelya. And they did the same thing with the power of giving darkness. Okay, this allows us to get a little bit into the discussions of Or and Laila. So we'll start off with the fascinating suffix of Rabbi Elchanan. Rabbi Elchanan, in the Kovach Yerim here it talks about the Gemara said until Tzeisak Achavim it is daytime and Tzeisak Achavim is night. So says Rabbi Elchanan, V'yeshlach Kor V'hadim Tzeisak Achavim Avalayla. We know for halachic purposes, Tzeisak Achavim is night. Right? Sometimes there's Suffolk Laila, but when you need Vaday Laila, when you need Vaday Laila for Rosh, you see a Shabbos, when you need Vaday Laila for eating matzah, so one has to wait for Tzeisak Achavim. So what is that? Yeshlach Kor Mehadim Tzeisak Achavim Havi Laila. Ima Kochavim Atzman Heina Laila, O She'ena Kochavim Ela Simen V'raya Shehu Laila. Are the stars part of the ingredients of what cause the night to be called night, or are they only reflections that it is the night? What's called in Lamdish terms, siman or siba. Do these cause the status, or do these reflect the status? This is a question that we have in many different sugyas in Shas, but he's asking it in this unique context of Gimel Kochavim. And where does he get this from in this discussion? Where does he see this in the Rishonim? So it's a discussion in Maseches Bava Basra and Maseches Bava Kama. In the sugya of Davar v'lo chatzi Davar, the Mishnah tells us in Bava Basra, in Cheskas Abatim, on Daf Nun Vav Amid Aleph, going over to Amid Beis, that you're allowed to have two Edim give testimony about the year of Chazakah. Right? We know Chesed Gimel Shanim is about a squatter's kinyanim, that the person's on a land for 3 years, and there are Edim on each of those years, so then he has a Chesed Gimel Shanim. So the Mishnah says, if you have two Edim testifying about each one of the years, that's okay, even though the Edim cannot testify about a half an item. Dover v'lochatzi dover, that's okay. Ha yishnayim Edim also she'achol gimel shanim v'nim su'zom v'mishamon atzakol. Shnayim v'rishonim v'shnayim b'shniyim v'shnayim b'shlishis mishalshalin b'neihem. They're allowed to split it if there was hazama in the end. So the Mishnah first, the Gemara says, ma'asizim delogu Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah must be against Rabbi Akiva, who says that you're not allowed to have a half of a testimony. Rabbi Akiva omer davar Says in the Mishnah against Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara then says, okay, but what did the Rabbanan do with that davar velochatzi davar? Right? Doesn't everybody hold of that principle? So the Gemara says, yeah, they exclude shnayim omer mecha begaba, the hashayim omer mecha bekresa, where there's testimony about whether a is a gedola or not. Two edim each testify about one of the hairs. You need two sirus for godless. So that's chatzi davar. So the question is, what's the difference? What's the difference? Why is that case davar velochatzi davar? While our case of Cheskes Gimel Shanim, that's not Davar Velochatzi Davar, but that is Davar Shalim. Each of the years is called a Davar Shalim. What's the difference? That's the Rishonim's question. So Tosas first says, V'lo dami le'edus chazaka, de'hacha ein edusan edus below edus beis achronim, de'ein mo'olushum davar ba'olam, l'kacha v'chatzi davar, being made on one hair that grew on the girl's body, so that's not accomplishing anything halachically. There's nothing significant about that. Avoshnayim barishona, but two people on each of the years, even if they testify only about the first year, even though for the Cheskes Gimel Shanim it's not going to accomplish anything yet, if they only testify about one year, but it does have halachic significance. Let's say they only testify about the first year, and then they don't bring, there are no other edim. Then what's going to end up happening is that he's going to have to pay for the fruit that he ate from the first year. So edus on the 1 year is something significant. That's an important tosus, as you saw it about edus. Edus has to be something significant. But that's tosus. That's his answer to the question. If you look in Baba Kama Daf Ayin, the tosus there says, well, did they see everything they could see? Right? It's about, is there a reyasa? Is there a reyasa? By the girl, they saw one hair, but they could have seen more. And because they could have seen more, so it's a reyasa if they don't testify about more than one. Mashenkit here, they can only testify about each year at the time, if they saw 1 year. So there's no reyasa with their not having seen any more. That's the Tosas in Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Amid Beis. V'lo dami l'shana rishona b'fnei shnayim, d'hasam ra'u kol masha yechonon liros bo shashana. They saw all that they could testify on in that year. But then we have the Shita B'Kubetzes, and that's what the Rebbe Chanan quotes here. The Shita B'Kubetzes there in Baba Basra, Adav Nun Vav Amei Beis. What does the Shita say? V'li ani talmidehem nira. Degabe sa'aros. Why by sa'aros is it chatzi davar? If you only testify about one, to be asan hu hagadlus. Be asan hu hagadlus. The hairs themselves create the status of godless. Amrinan beid chatzi davar. There you need eidim testifying about the whole item, the whole event, the whole reality. And if not, it's chatzi davar. Aval b'chazaka she'ena elo l'raya ve'eno guf hakniya. B'cheses gimel shanim, each year doesn't create, but it reflects. It reflects the kinyan, that there was a kinyan, as the Mishnah says there in Cheskes Abatim, you need a chazaka sheishi matayna. You need to explain how the kinyan came to effect, how you were coding this. You can't just say, this is the kinyan. Lo amrina b'chatzi davar, v'hare ze nachon. So that's the shita there. And that's what Bachanan says here. Davar v'lochatzi davar, if you're talking about something that creates the status, then you, they have to testify about the whole thing. If it's just reflection, then not. So that's what we say by Cheskes Gimel Shanim. So Sezer Bachanan, could you have edim, separate edim on each of the stars? By Tzeisak Ochavim. That's the nafkamina. Lefize ubo gimel kite edim kolchat meida al kochav echad yer mikri chatzi davar. So if the stars create the status of night, so then we would say that they have to testify about all three stars. If it's just a siman, then they wouldn't have to. So Rabbi Chanan says lamaskana. He thinks that they are a siman, not a siba. How do you know? V'yesh lavi rai b'maisa brachus takochavim nivru biyom revi'i. The stars were created on day 4, and it already says that yom and laila were day 1. V'yavi voker yom echad. So you see, there could be a day and night without stars. Alma efshar lios laila b'lo kochavim klal. There could be a night without stars at all. Okay, that's his raya relating to this this degar. There could be other issues that are dependent on this hakira. You could also try to get out of that raya as well, that there really were stars. There were stars, as Chazal say, that really everything was created on day 1. Hashem just determined where they were going to be placed and when they were going to be placed on day 4. So maybe somehow you could say that, you know, there were stars, they just weren't exactly in the spot they were supposed to be. But okay, that's his right. But there was another issue that could be tali, maybe one or two other issues that could be tali on this chakira about kochavim being siman or sibah. There is a philosophical question that's dealt with connected to our Gemara, and that is, how do you look at darkness? Is darkness the absence of light, or is darkness a creation bifnei atzma? Right, that is a big discussion in the Mefarshim. If you look in the Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara there says that there were 10 things that were created on the first day of creation. 10 things, says the Gemara. Amar Yehuda Marav, Asar Dvarim Nivru B'Yom Rishon. 10 things. Ve'eluhein, Shamayim Va'aretz, Tohu Va'vohu, Or V'choshech, Or in Choshech, that's the one that's important for us, Ruach Umayim, Midas Yom Midas Laila, which Rashi says are 24-hour periods altogether. And the Gemara quotes psukim for each one. Shemayim va'aretz dechse bereishis bara lokim etz hashemayim v'saaretz tov vavo, because it was there. V'haaretz ha'isa sov vavo or v'choshech choshech dechse v'choshech al pnei tahom or dechse v'yomer lokim yihi or. So interesting, it doesn't say yihi choshech. It doesn't say, it says yihi or. Choshech was just there. So some say, oh, doesn't that mean that Choshech is not a creation? Choshech is just the absence of light. Because it doesn't say Yehi Choshech. It was just there. That's what some say. The Maariv Chayis here on this Gemara notes that the fact that the Gemara says that there was a these 10 things were created on day one, so doesn't that show that Choshech was created? One of the 10 things that were created, says the Maariv Chayis, Nireh Be'enai, I think it's wrong. No, Maariv Chayis is a fan of saying that darkness is just the absence of light. So why does it say that it was created? So he says, sometimes you find an active lashon of creation, even though it's just a removal. He says, look in the Ramban in Parshas Bo, and look in the Rambam in Parshas Shmos, and look in the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. Where do we have that? So he says, he quotes this Ramban. The Ramban says that sometimes you have an active verb, like the Maariv Chayis says, but it doesn't really mean an active. If somebody says, he made him mute, that means he just took away his power of speech. Making mute is not something active. He blinded him. So he blinded him. Is that an active blinding, or is that just removing the power of sight? So that's what he says on the pasuk by the sneh. Mi sampel adam. Hashem says to Moshe, who gave man the power of speech? Dibor, ba'avur hayosu bepeh, v'chein safa achas, o mi yasum ilaim, pirusho, boshu nimshach la'adam. What does it mean? Mi yasum adam ilaim, klomar, ki bara adam shu ilaim, v'hasima la'adam, ki ha'almus lo yusam. Being mute is not placed, ki enenu davar, aval hu heder hadibor, v'ulai ba'avur hayos ba'adam nefesh midaberes. It could be because naturally man is a speaking spirit. That's why it says some. And then he quotes to the Rambam from the Mor Nevuchim also. If you remove something, sometimes it says you actively removed it. If you put out a candle, you say you made it dark. Did you make it dark at all? No, you just put out the candle. But it still says that. So that's the Ramban in Parshas Shmos, and the Ramban himself also in Parshas Bo is a fan of like this shita that the Maariv Chayis says, that darkness is just the absence of light. The Ramban says, Dafka, by Makas Choshech, that was different. That was different. That was a creation. V'tam, says the Ramban in Parshas Bo, Lo ro ish azachiv, lo kamo ish bitachtav, ki lo haya choshech hazeh afisas or ha-shemesh. This Choshech by Machas Bechoros wasn't just the absence of light. Sheba Shemisham, Sheba Shimsham, Haya Kamo Laila. It wasn't just that. Aval Haya Choshech Afela. Kolomar, Eid Av Ma'od, a very thick fog. Sheyard Men HaShemayim that came down from heaven. Ki Alkein Amar Neteya Tziyotcha LaShemayim Lahorid Misham. Chashecha Gedola Nofelas Aleyem. Vaisa Mechabe Kolner. And it put out any candle. Kasher b'kol ha-chafiros ha-mukos. Like in very deep caves. U'b'chol makomos ha-choshech ha-atzum lo yiskayim aner. Where you have tremendous, intense darkness. Maybe there's no oxygen there. And the candle can't be lit. V'chein ha-ovrim b'hari choshech. And also those who go through the dark mountains. Lo yamolem shom haner v'lo ha-ish klal. Al Kain, that's why, Lo Ra Isha Zachiv, Lo Kama Ish Bidatav. It wasn't a darkness that you could get used to. V'haya Shliach Choshech, Lo Afisas Or Hayom Belvad. And this just wasn't the absence of light, which it usually is. And then he says, maybe it's like the fog sometimes that you see at sea at the on the Yom Okeanos. But this is the Ramban quoted here in the Maror Nevuchim. So that's definitely one view in the Mefarshim, but it is not the only view. There are other Mefarshim. The Netziv is a big fan. Don't take this Gemara. Don't take that this idea of the Ramban Kipshuto. I think that Choshech is a creation, right? And he quotes our Gemara, right? The Netziv in Bereishis and Perek. Choshech kara laila. Hashem called the darkness night. And he says, Limdunu Raboseinu, Shalo Neima, and a quote for, I'm sorry, he starts off with quoting our Gemara, Karye Rachman Alachashochu, Fakti Amatsusa Delelya. He called the power of darkness, and he said, you should have power during the night. Limdunu Raboseinu, Shalo Neima, Dechoshechu Heder Arlevad. Don't think that Choshech is just a lack of something. Kamo be'etzem hayom, kishesos ma'achalon dos nasa choshech. Like if you close all the windows in a room, then it becomes dark. Ve'emkein ein obriya, then it wouldn't be a creation itself. Aval be'emes says that it's if, choshech ubriya b'fnei atzma gamkein. It is a briya kiddich ziv, as the pasuk says, and we say it every morning. Uvorei choshech. V'tous gedol olomar, shechoshech einu ala heder ha'or. And it's a big mistake to say that it is just a lack. So therefore he argues on the Eben Ezra and the Rambam and the Ramban, he argues. But Ela Hashem Oseh Shneim Kimo Kochos Hakadusha VaTuma. Hashem makes both. The Altiksha, and don't ask me, well, what you need it for, if it could just be a lack. The Altiksha Mamol Bria Zu Hare Below Bria Yechoshech Behedar Ar. It would be darkness anyway. He says no. He says look in Yerushalmi, look in other sources that there's a difference between darkness and just the absence. To Ar and the a candle at night is different than a candle just in a dark room during the day. The Yesh Kamatova Shena the Margish Kolkach Beishu Mutzlacha Shenasa Aniva Makir Hatova Penitbia Yisbarach Olamo. Right, so there is R and Choshech, and that is something that applies in our case. It also happens to be in the Rishonim. The Chizkuni mentions this in Perek Aleph, like the Netziv. Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah also gives off the impression that it is a bria, right? The Rabbeinu Yonah, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Rabbeinu Yonah, right? The Gemara says that you mention midas laila bayom umidas Yom Balaila, right? Yotzer Oru Vare Choshech, we mentioned during the day. Say, ask the Rabbi Yonah, Yesho Olin, Lama Tzorach Lomar Midas Yom Balaila, Midas Laila Bayom. Halodai Kishiomar Midas Yom Bayom, Midas Laila Balaila. Right? Why do you have to mention the Or during the Yom during the Laila, and the Laila during the Yom? See, he quotes Rabbeinu Elio at Sarfati, Shetama Davar, Mipishim Amrim B'Gemara, because in the Gemara it says that there was a certain heretic, Hahumina, to Amar LaRebbe, Mishabara Or Lo Bara Choshech, Mishabara Choshech Lo Bara Or, Shedemar Yotzer Or Vare Choshech, Klomar, Mimashalo Amar Yotzer Or Vichoshech, Mashma Shekol Echad Vechad Haya Lo Bori Lavado. Sounds like there's a separate creator. Amar Lo Shote, Shvila Sefi Tekra, no, go to the end of the Pasuk, Hashem Tzvakos, Shmo, Shehu Levado Bara Hakol, V'yalkein Anu Omer Midas Yom Balaylo Midas Laila Bayom, Lodiya Shabori Echad Bara Hakol. So that's what we say it. But again, you give off that, it sounds like that impression that there's an R power and a Choshech power, and there's two different creations. And that's why one would have thought that one would have been created without the other. Okay, so again, there's different other messages, like we said before. It doesn't say Yehi R, but the fact that Choshech was there before R, does that mean that could you have a lack of something before you have the item itself? We say Bore Yom Valaylo Golel Or Mi Bnei Choshech Choshech Bnei R. Okay, big discussion. But what's the punchline? Can this issue possibly be Tali in our Hakira? Right? If it's a Bria, then maybe Hashem sets the ingredients. Meaning, if it's the creation, so maybe that's if the stars contribute to the Choshech, so maybe that's because Hashem creates it and it's his own entity. But if it's just a heder, if it's just a lack, then maybe that also fits into the side that the stars are just simanim and not creating an ingredients. It also might even be, again, a little stretch, but again, it's all b'derech hashkafa, machlokas tanoim. We know the Gemara in Brachas Daveis talks to us about Bein Hashmashos, whether Bein Hashmashos is a period of time, however long it might be, or is it just keheref ayin, as Rabbi Yossi says. Right? What's that machlokas about? So Rav Kook has a beautiful pshat in the Ein Ayah about that hashkafically, whether there is, he says, there is a machlokas in the philosophers whether in life there is divrei rishus. Is every single thing you do in life, Rav Kook says, is everything you do is either mitzvah or an aveira? If Hashem wants you to do it, it's a mitzvah. If Hashem doesn't want you to do it, it's an aveira. Or is there a gray area? Are there divrei rishus? Which pashut it seems to be there are. The Gemara often talks about melchemes rishus, melchemes mitzvah. But either way, that's his chakir. And he says, maybe it's a machlokes rishonim. He quotes a chobas alavavos and a ravid. But he says, maybe that's the machlokes. Because or day is light and darkness. Let me just read the lashon that he has. And darkness is symbolic. Here it is on Bays Amid Bays. V'nira litin rebbez v'machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi. And mishlamot al zman ben hashmashos. So he quotes this issue of Eker Elokim L'kor Yom, or is Maseim Shal Sadikim, Choshech is Maseim Shal Rishoyim. So maybe if you say it's Harif Ayin, there's only Or and Lila, because there's only Mitzvah and Avera. But if there's gray area, so maybe that means Divrei Rishos. Okay. But it also could be related maybe to our issue, because creation always takes time. Creation of a baby takes 9 months. The world took 7 days to create. Building anything takes time. Destroying something can even take a second, right? You knock it down, a person dies. It takes a second. So maybe that could be Rabbi Yossi holds that it is a Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's a creation of darkness. So it takes time. And Ben Hashmash is it takes time. Rabbi Yossi holds more it's just a lack of light. It's just removing the light, and that's why even for a second, Keharif Ayin, that would be the case. Okay, just an idea. This has to do with Or and Choshech.